wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry? Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
He's the
man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders, dear. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry.
I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man.
You're the man.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. 40 states have now held their 2018 primaries, four yesterday. One held last Tuesday in Kansas now has a winner, with the current governor, Jeff Collier, conceding the Republican primary to Kris Kobach.
I've just had a conversation with the Secretary of State, and I congratulated him on his success, and I repeated my determination to keep this seat in Republican hands.
Kobach was endorsed by President Trump and now faces State Senator Laura Kelly in the general election in November. 39 deaths are now confirmed in a highway bridge collapse in Italy yesterday.
The Italian government is pointing the finger at the private company that managed the bridge.
Evidentemente non ci soddisfa perché siamo di fronte.
One minister saying answers received so far are not good enough. The operator says ongoing upgrade works were being monitored and supervised constantly.
Fox's Simon Owen. Fox News. You report, you decide.
Are you easily offended?
Yes.
Well, maybe you should take a deep breath and relax. Here's a morning show that can help you with that. Greg Budell, name something that can help people relax.
Embrace the Stooges.
Jay Scott, if people don't relax, what will other people say to them?
You have a disease.
Emily Hayes, some people say they can't relax.
That's ridiculous.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, are you relaxed? And Rich Thomas, you're probably the most relaxed of all.
Sure does explain me.
As a matter of fact, you seem very relaxed right now.
Tomorrow, we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Rich. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
This has been a public service announcement on WACV.
Notice how relaxed he sounds?
Oh, I was so relaxed I forgot that we're supposed to talk over this part of the introduction.
Hello!
Hello! Everybody, going to post an interesting article from Mr. Hello, Jerry Seinfeld, coming up in just a minute. It's time for the weather.
Are you kidding me?
I would never kid you about Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
The fog situation is getting better at Danley Field now. The 2.5 mile visibility reported, and Maxwell, 7 mile visibility, so that's a big improvement in 1 hour. Prattville stood out into a quarter of a mile. Look for a hot day today as the sun burns through the morning clouds, with a high temperature today up to about 102 to 105 on the heat index. And the isolated storm possibility is small, but not zero, about 20%. And then tomorrow, scattered storms return, more of a routine summer day forecast with a high around 92. Then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, better rain chances, scattered to numerous showers and storms in generous supply, both, all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, perhaps even Monday, with high temperatures up to around 90 each afternoon. Right now this morning, with cloudy skies at the moment, temperatures 73, calm winds 8.06.
All right, down to the traffic dungeon.
A
everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to tell you about here. 3500 Bell Road, 4300 Atlanta Highway. Accidents in both those locations. And Perry Hill at 85 North. Somebody dropped their mattress on the roadway. So watch out there. Don't try to stop and take a nap if you see that one. Got an accident here also on Perry Hill at 85. Also some slow traffic on 85 southbound as you come up to the Eastern Boulevard. 65 southbound from Highway 143 down to North Boulevard. And then after you pass North Boulevard on down to the interchange, a little bit of slow traffic there from rush hour. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If your car's been bent out of shape from a fender bender, or maybe it just needs a little sprucing up, or you'd like to sell it and get it looking really good, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place we have all done business with. You know, who's really experienced the, because places, you know, they all use parallel technologies and approaches and so forth. But what makes MPB stand out head and shoulders above everybody else is Donnie Turner and his son Brandon, because of the high standards that they hold to and have held to for 30 years. Young Joey had some work done in his cute little sports car.
Yeah.
And as Donnie was ready to bring it to the radio station, which was so thoughtful because Joey works that long afternoon, he said, hey, there's a light on in here that doesn't need to be on because it was indicating some problem. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if I fix that for you? Of course, Joey said, no, thank you. That'd be great. And there was one other thing, too, that Donnie had noticed. He said, he wanted to return the car to Joey as perfect as it could be.
Yeah.
And that's what he does with everybody. Mm-hmm. I remember my friend Marianne telling me she had a little scrape up on the front end with a little cement block in a parking lot. Took the car into MPB. And when she got it back, she went over to pick it up and she said, where's my car? It's right there. She didn't even recognize it. They had rehabilitated the look of that vehicle to that extent. And that car was 10 years old. So trust them. No shortcuts. They do it right or they don't do it at all. And they've been that way for 30 years. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. So at this point in the morning, the question becomes,
what are we going to do now?
Well, we have a Seafood Bistro gift card.
That we do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do.
Now that you're back.
Yeah, I know. I have a weird... So I went down to...
Get
some coffee. So I have to refill my water bottle, which takes a while because it's a big water bottle. Then I get my coffee, and I emptied a pot when I filled in mine. And I can't just leave. If I empty a pot, I have to make another pot. Right. I have to.
Yes.
That's what your coworkers would appreciate.
So then when I was making Emily's coffee, I finished the other pot.
That's really nice.
So as soon as that pot got done, I was like, I can't leave an empty pot.
You know what you are? You are the Donnie Turner of coffee pots.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't just leave an empty pot.
Can't leave something undone or leave it for somebody else to do it.
So there's two pretty new fresh pots of coffee downstairs.
And we all benefit from that. Thank you so much, Jay.
You're just a saint.
Just a heads up, I sent this over to Alabama Rising.
I need to send an apology note to Andrew, don't I?
No.
It was me.
Because he wasn't in your dream?
No, because he said he was 12.
He said he was 12. But I said it. Also said he was the Doogie Howser of broadcast television.
That was a great metaphor.
I don't know if they heard it.
He's going to have a face that will look forever young.
I know.
That's a great benefit in an industry where they still discriminate based on age.
They do.
Openly. They may deny it, but they do. Hmm. I'm just lucky that I still sound like I'm 25.
I'll get a shirt made that says Team Andrew.
35. Can you rip that up by the roots after the show is over, please?
Sure.
That thing just constantly sabotages me. Well, there was a survey done.
Uh-huh. The survey says...
of 1,100 radio hosts across the country, none of which were us.
Nobody talked to us about anything.
No, we didn't get asked.
Our survey said
28% of those radio hosts polled said they have a good face for radio. And 11% of that group strongly agreed they had a good face for radio.
Okay. It sure is ugly.
That's so obvious, isn't it? Is that the one to play? What about me?
You sure is ugly.
39% of the hosts surveyed said they had dated a listener. Remember all the crap I got from somebody we used to work with because of the Denny's date?
That's a big number, 39%.
Well, look, I mean, it doesn't mean you took caller 6 on the phone and
went
out with them.
Caller 5, call back. Caller 4, call back.
And I think this is far more prevalent.
Well, I mean, you know...
in the 70s.
The thing about that is, as far as dating a listener, like how, when you're on a successful show and everybody listens, as Jack Campbell says, how can you... I mean, you whittle down the pool of people who have never heard you on the air, then what you got?
Honestly, for most of my career, I managed to meet women who were not listeners. And in Miami, that was kind of hard to do.
Wow.
Or when they show up at the door, you look through the peephole first.
And then you tell them, I'm not here.
And today you have intruder alerts and everything else.
Yeah. I dated one, and earlier on I dated one listener.
How did you happen to meet?
I just called in. It was some show I did downstairs on our top 40 station at the time, Star 98.9. And
that's a long time ago.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. This goes back early on. Called in and liked the sound of my voice.
That
was her first mistake.
That's where we get you, is that you like our voice,
And how about people who have said, of course, you know, I was on TV, but people who say, you don't look like you sound on the radio. You know, that. I remember that.
My favorite
Your intentions
is,
may be good, but it always comes across as
I
bad.
Thought you'd be short and blonde is what I get.
When I first worked for the Buttery One, before anybody knew what I looked like, I did that on the air. Describe me. What do you think I look like? Most of the listeners that called thought I was blonde. Just for starters.
Yeah.
That I wore glasses and...
You grew into that.
time passed. I'm wearing glasses. And that's not gray hair. It's just light silver blonde.
It's real light silver blonde.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah. Yeah, like Barney Pepper.
What?
Like Barney Fife's favorite suit, salt and pepper.
Barney Pepper.
Well, it's hard to do the call and describe what you think we look like thing now since we're on television and social media and all that.
But back in the day, that was the thing.
Some of the other things from this survey include the top 10 reasons we work in radio. Shall we count down the top 5?
Sure.
Well, if you disagree with me.
No, you want me to do it?
Number 5. No, well, I'll give you, we got the top 10 reasons. This is from the survey group, not us. We can agree or disagree why they work in radio. Number 10 was, hey, it's a living. 9 was, it's just all about the music. 8, because it's fun being part of a team. 7, being able to connect with a large number of people. 6, informing people.
Number 5.
Supporting the communité.
Mm-hmm. Number 4.
It's the only thing I know how to do, or it's what I do best.
Number 3.
It's emotionally fulfilling.
Number 2.
Entertaining people.
And number 1.
It's fun. This is fun.
I like that none of those said for the pay.
What was number 10 again? It's a job.
Only 14% said money was a factor in there.
Yeah,
you don't get into radio to make a lot of money.
Well,
and you don't make a lot of money.
No, what you got to do is you got to get into it and be willing to build equity.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
I mean, you have to, everybody. Sorry, my thoughts aren't so great, and they're pretty bad to begin with, but any job you do, you got to love it or you're just going to be miserable. So I think especially in this profession, you've got to love what you do.
Sometimes, though, you don't do a job just because you love it. You do a job because you have to do it. And it's the other part of that that gets you through of what you're doing it for, not necessarily why you're doing it.
What do you mean?
Well, I look at Greg when I say this. I know he has not worked at jobs that he has loved what he's doing, but he did it because he had to do that. It was the only thing he could do, and he was doing it also for his daughter. And that was what got, it wasn't the fact that he loved what he did. He loved why he was doing it. He was doing it for
Here's
her.
The thing. I'm at the absolute lowest point of my life, and I finally completely surrendered to somebody who was going to mentor me to stay sober. And that's when I worked at the Fountain Diner. And it was so horrible the first night I cried. I'd never worked that hard for less.
Right.
And I said, I can't do this. And he said, give it a month. So I said, okay. I said I would do what you told me to do. I gave it a month. Sometime around the end of that first month, somebody I worked with for many years just happened to come in for dinner. Somebody who really resented that I had left that radio station and had a real grudge against me. And I went up and I said, Ellen, it's so great to see you. And she said, you don't have to wait on my table. She said, you working? I said, yeah. No. I said, I'd be honored to wait your table. Come on. I got to do this right now because I got to, you know. So, and we had a chance to talk, and I kind of caught her up to my situation. Well, she went back to her boss, who was the program director of the number one station in Miami, and said, I think Greg's really changed. I have been skeptical of him for almost the entire 15 years I've known him, but now, and guess what? That's how I got back in.
That's
because I took that horrible job at that crap diner.
And because you stuck with it for a month, like you said, because you were ready to quit after that first day.
If I had done that, I may have never gotten back in.
All the twists and turns in life, if we wouldn't have done this one thing. Yeah, exactly.
Here is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
What's going on, man?
Hey.
Hey, Greg. What years were you down in Miami working?
I got there in 1979, and with the exception of a six-month absence to work at WLS, I was there 25 years.
I know exactly why it was like shooting fish in a barrel, picking up girls for you, man. Because I've seen some older pictures of you, like the one with you and Bob Baumhauer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, man, you look like a mixture of Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds. And back then, I mean, that was, you know, that was the look. You had the sweet stash, man. You
know, sweet stash.
Sweet stash.
Yeah, I only wish I could have a stash like that. I have to kind of, you know.
Look,
if men were measured by their mustaches, you would be king, you know. So,
I appreciate
it. Yeah, I bet you were really... reeling in the I'll just stop talking now.
Yeah, well,
but
here's the thing. It was great because when I got down there, my goal was to be a household name and a household face, and I knew I was going to do it. I had nothing to base it. I didn't know anybody down there, not one person except for the guy that hired me, and I hadn't even met him yet. But I just, that was my determination. Stop me.
And I think all of you guys are more attractive than most radio hosts. I don't know if you've ever seen Rick and Bubba, but for Pete's sake, they're uglier than a bowling shoe.
They're on a bowling shoe. That's
so funny.
That's,
you ever seen them?
That's the ultimate metaphor,
uglier than a bowling shoe.
That's funny.
But thank you very much for the compliment. And, of course...
You're super cool. I guess I hadn't called y'all in a while. It's good to hear from. Good to talk to you guys.
It's good to have you call. Thank you, Brandon.
All right, have a good one, man.
Call of the year, right?
Yeah, from the Where are you going to see that 50 Shades movie, Emily?
Yeah, Brandon.
Because I was invested in seeing it through.
You know what? We should play that Call of the Year.
Oh, boy,
I think that's how. Yeah, Call of the Year, Brandon. So, tell you what, we'll run that. right after we hear your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. It is 22 minutes after 8, and again, tonight, Baumhauer's After Happy Hour, and our special guest of honor tonight is LaDonna Brooks. Her birthday was yesterday. We're celebrating tonight. Hope you come and join us. The number one answer on that survey about why people get into radio, it's fun. But it's never more fun than when somebody calls up and you can't script it, you can't plan it, you can't rehearse it. It just happens. And that's what happened with Brandon a number of months back.
Should we speak with Brandon J on our show? Two men and a nut. Brandon.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
Hey.
I've been listening to you guys for a while. I haven't called in, and I just wanted to talk to Emily for a second. Sweetheart.
Am I in trouble?
Sweetheart.
You know,
don't call me sweetheart.
But quit watching the 50 Shades and stuff like that, because honestly, you're going to be very, very alone if you continue to think the world works that way. You're not going to find a guy like that. Just lower your expectations. And a nice fellow that will treat you good, and you might have a good life and stuff. Because that is the most retarded stuff I've ever seen. It's a comedy. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Listen, Brandon, if you've listened to the show, I've explained this. I read those books, and I've got to finish this out to the end.
Read
I've got to see it to the end.
Or read the Bible. Read like a kid.
They don't talk about those things in the Bible in that manner.
Read the Harry Potter, because it's a lot better. That's garbage. It's absolute nonsense.
It is horribly written. It is horribly written. I will tell you that. It is horribly written. But it's a compelling story.
It's not compelling. It's retarded. That's the two opposite sides of the spectrum. Please, I'm trying to help you.
You're a lost cause, Brandon.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's so stupid. And she's stupid, and he's even stupider. I've got to be dark and mysterious. He's got so much money, he can do whatever he wants. Is he going to date her for real? No.
God.
But, I mean, okay. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
Call of the week.
I was just going to say, this is one of the best calls of the year.
Yeah, I might call y'all more often, man.
Please do.
I can't hold in anymore, dude. It's just absolute nonsense. Oh, his name is great. Who cares? You know, go get some dinner and a nice bit of seafood, whatever the seafood t-shirt or whatever it's called.
Well, I can't wait, Brandon, to give you a review tomorrow morning.
I'll save it. Just go on the internet. There's tons
she'll
of that
do the
stuff for free, and you can cut out all the garbage.
If she goes to the movie tonight, she'll tell you, give the review around this.
Oh, and it turns out they really deeply love each other. Right. We'll see him 13 years in marriage like I've been. 50 shades of suppressed anger. And 50 years of 50 shades of this. Yeah, 13 years of garbage. Just find somebody you could talk to and hang out with and not want to kill each other. I just don't want
to. He actually, you know, you kind of fulfilled his, not wish list, but, you know, the criterion when you found fiance.
Yeah, this would have been before you met him, right?
Yes,
or was it around the same?
Yeah. I was out of town like that day.
Because I know you guys didn't go on a date to see that.
It was about 2 months before.
I heard this on the app. I was out of town. And either in Jamaica or in Bellingham, Washington, I can't remember which.
Because I go so many where.
Hey, you know what? When you need the good jewelry, go somewhere in the Prattville called Brian Jewelry.
Oh, you sound like you're from Minnesota.
Minnesota? Yeah.
Oh, God.
They got the good stuff at Brian Jewelry, all right. You can't go wrong. And by the way, a business has been around for 63 years. Do you think they're doing something right? Absolutely. And it's a generational thing with the family there because the skills and traditions have been passed down over three generations. It's a place you can go to and have something created from scratch, but you don't have to hire graphic designers or anything. Just bring your imagination through the door, and they'll take it from there. But they do have an outstanding selection of all types of jewels and diamonds, all styles and sizes, and in all price ranges as well. And a whole showcase that is loaded with really great gift ideas for somebody who loves one side or the other or the greatest rivalry in sports. Stop by and see Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, or, of course, Brian Jewelry,
Adetka.
Traffic is brought to you by El Jalisco. Enjoy delicious Tex-Mex food at El Jalisco on the Atlanta Highway in front of the Burlington Coat Factory. El Jalisco, great food and a great time.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to tell you about here. 3500 Bell Road, 4300 Atlanta Highway. Accidents in both those locations. And at Perry Hill at 85 North, somebody dropped their mattress on the roadway. So watch out there. Don't try to stop and take a nap if you see that one. Got an accident here also on Perry Hill at 85. Also some slow traffic on 85 southbound as you come up to the Eastern Boulevard, 65 southbound from Highway 143 down to North Boulevard. And then after you pass North Boulevard on down to the interchange, a little bit of slow traffic there from rush hour. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Pay attention to what I say, and you'll do just fine.
My Bentley is covered with eggs!
God, we have fun.
School's back in session, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has your first lesson in savings. Right now, get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock. Drive home a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limited. Zero money down, just $279 per month. Or a new 2018 Jeep Compass Latitude. Zero money down, only $229 per month. Plus, we'll buy your car for cash even if you don't buy one from us. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to 25% off MSRP on any new 2018 Ram 1500 pickup in stock during the summer clearance event at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock number J9017 and PJ8057. 36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year. No security deposit. Zero down. First payment due at inception. Plus tax tag, title, doc, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
electrical check.
Attention homeowners, you can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call that. No,
call
Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
I'm Dimitri Palizas, and I'd like to invite you to come down with us at Mr. Gus's. I'm the son of two Greek immigrants whose dream was to start a new life in America. They did just that by opening two successful restaurants. I followed in their footsteps, and now I have my third successful restaurant in the Montgomery area. It's in my genes to serve my customers fantastic tasting food and provide the best customer service all at reasonable prices. So, the next time you're in the mood for some authentic Greek and Italian dishes, come on into Mr. Gus's on the corner of Atlanta Highway and Bell Road.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many restaurants are now or soon will be banning the use of plastic straws to help the environment, which means when straws are outlawed, only outlaws will have straws. Fight back. Introducing the Concealed Straw Carry Permit. Coming to a recycling center near you. You'll learn the basics of how to handle straws safely. What to do if you bend your straw, if it's not one of those bendy ones. And much more. Once you've received your license, you'll be free to carry a straw into any public restaurant, coffee shop, diner, or cafeteria. No doubt you'll draw some stares when you draw your straw. But in an emergency, those other people will be glad you had yours on you. Enroll now and you'll also receive a handy unisex imitation leather straw carrying case. Strapping it to your leg is optional. Get your concealed straw carry permit today. And the next time someone says you can't use a straw, you can tell them to suck it.
Hey, we already got our Thursday TV topic.
I saw that.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I must have wadded up the while you're in radio thing. But working too hard is bad for your career. That will be our topic on Alabama Rising tomorrow morning. Okay. That will start out there, and then we'll be somewhere else.
Do you think they'll let me be on TV again?
Yes. Why wouldn't they? Here's Charlotte.
Good morning.
Hey. Welcome,
Miss Earl.
Good morning, Miss Charlotte.
Morning.
Charlotte. I had to call in this morning and tell you that I went by Montgomery St. Body yesterday.
Yes.
I had an unfortunate vandalism to my car.
Oh, we're sorry.
They promised me they would be able to squeeze me in sometime in October between you guys, you know, coming and going so much.
I hear you.
So y'all might have to quit all this rough driving you do, or wherever you're parking or something. I don't know.
But worth the wait. Worth the wait.
I'm sure they're going to take care of you before then. But,
No. They tell me October, believe it or not. That's the truth. And that's fine because my car's perfectly drivable.
Yeah.
But I wanted to let everybody know that the young lady, well, the two ladies at the front desk were just absolutely fabulous to me. And
well, wonderful.
They got me all my insurance stuff taken care of.
Great.
We're all good to go.
Great.
Those ladies at the desk, they find rich.
Adorable.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually in and out of there in about 30 minutes, give or take. And also, the Chad AC, Chad put me in an AC not too terribly long ago. And I have to say, the two gentlemen that came out to my house, I have never had anybody any cleaner or nicer. I mean, clean as in not leaving me mess to have to clean up because they had to go up through the attic to get to the air conditioning unit.
Well, Charlotte, and, you know, it means the world when you choose one of our sponsors, whichever one, to buy something or use their service. It's deeply appreciated.
I just wanted to let everybody out there know that those two I can attest to.
We really appreciate your testimonial. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I enjoy listening to y'all every morning because it really makes my day.
Good. Great.
You just made our day. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
It makes my day. It starts my day off with a chuckle, so that's good.
thank you so much for the call. Wow, that's one for the archives there.
Make a note, Jay. Someone likes this.
Yay.
Keep that so we can replay it whenever we feel down.
836 now. We have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to give away by playing the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
So we're not going to do...
It's all about, what, those?
I really just wanted to hear you pronounce that word.
She just wanted you to hear you pronounce that word on the last one.
That's why I voted for the last one, just to hear you say that word.
Sulfhemoglobinemia.
Ho 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 ho. Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Everybody knows what sulfhemoglobinemia is.
It wasn't that I didn't think
it was a Who album in the 70s.
After Quadrophenia.
It wasn't that I didn't think that you could say it. It's just I just wanted to hear somebody say it because it just looked like alphabet soup in my brain.
Now, here's the topic or the thread today is products that did or did not turn 50 years old this year.
Oh.
That's what we're going to be looking for you to chime in on at 272-9228. We just need one contestant. Come on, don't make us beg. The sooner you call, the sooner we can get this thing started and give away a $10 food outlet gift certificate.
Oh, that's a great price.
It is, and it goes a long way, man. You can give yourself one enormous lunch for $10.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
At Seafood Bistro. So, 272-9228. We need one contestant, and I want to see that line light up now, or it'll be the Libyan National Anthem until news and views.
Oh, we don't want to do that.
No. And while you're getting ready to dial the number, if you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, it's Trace Trace, 4-2-7-2-9-2-2-8. By the time Rich finishes his forecast, we'll be ready to play.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Since the reports of fog continue to improve as far as the airport visibility is, we're going to stop talking about fog and focus more on the hot day ahead with a high temperature up to about 96 and the heat index today we're anywhere from, let's say, 102 to 105. That's a tough neighborhood. An isolated storm, sure, it's possible, but the rain chances are very small today, not like yesterday. Only about 20%, with a low tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow, we're back to better coverage on the scattered showers and storms. More like a routine summer day, you know, like 30 to 40% coverage tomorrow with a high around 92. Then storms become scattered to numerous showers and storms by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. A rather generous supply, closer to 60% probabilities each day right onto the weekend with high temperatures right around 90. And this morning, with mostly cloudy skies at the moment, the sun getting ready to break through. Temperature is 73 at 8:39.
I think we're almost ready to have a contestant. I'll tell you what, while Jay is getting that ready, let's head down to the traffic dungeon one more time.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to tell you about here. 3500 Bell Road, 4300 Atlanta Highway. Accidents in both those locations. And at Perry Hill at 85 North, somebody dropped their mattress on the roadway. So watch out there. Don't try to stop and take a nap if you see that one. Got an accident here also on Perry Hill at 85. Also some slow traffic on 85 southbound as you come up to the Eastern Boulevard, 65 southbound from Highway 143 down to North Boulevard, and then after you pass North Boulevard on down to the interchange, a little bit of slow traffic there from rush hour. The National Clearance Event is going on at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, unlock your clearance price. Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We are ready to play.
Truth or baloney.
And Heath is our contestant. Heath, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking pity on us and agreeing to play this game. Now, here's how it works. I'm going to give you the name of a product. You have to tell me, yes, it's been around for 50 years, or no, it hasn't, okay?
Okay.
Let's see. This is all an honor, and I don't want to do it because I don't like the woman that turned 50 today. But all right, so you tell me, Hot Wheels, has it been around for 50 years or not?
Yes.
Winning.
They first came out in 1953, then Mattel took up Hot Wheels in 1968 to compete, and now they own both brands.
Wow.
You're halfway to glory already.
Yay.
All right. Statement two, the Whopper.
Mmm.
The Whopper. Has it been around for 50 years or not?
No.
Actually, it was introduced 61 years ago in 1957.
Wow, I didn't know that.
The Whopper Jr., by the way, is older than the Big Mac.
Get out of here.
It made its debut in 1963. All right. Velveeta trees. Velveeta cheese.
It's the broccoli section.
50 years old or not?
Yes.
Winning.
You did it, and that makes you a winner.
All right.
By the way, let's all sing happy birthday to Velveeta cheese.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Because it turns 100 this year.
Gosh almighty.
And when you open it up. Same block.
I think it's good disaster food. All right, so you want a $10 Siva Bistro gift card. Hold on.
Stand by.
All right, the beanbag chair, yay or nay? Has it been around for 50 years?
I want to say
nay,
it has.
Nay.
Yes. Let's say yes.
Nay,
yes.
I say.
Rich is right.
Yeah.
Jay is right.
Emily's wrong, of course.
And finally, Ziploc bags, yay or nay? Are they 50
I would
years?
Say they nay. Have not.
Nay.
No.
Nay.
Nay. So you all answered. And guess what? You're all. They're invented by Dow Chemical in 1968.
Happy
day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You forget, 68 doesn't feel like 50 years ago.
I know, 68 feels like 30 years
Crimson
ago.
And Clover on the radio. And then,
I know, yeah. I know, I can't believe those songs turned 50. While you're getting Heath jam up and jelly tight with his gift card, here's Emily Cook, Haiti. Hayes
what?
With
what?
Haiti.
Emily Hades.
Emily from Haiti.
Hold on.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
All right. Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
From Haiti.
Satan.
Could it be...
Emily?
Why do I have to do this by myself today? Oh, man. Let me tell you. So, it's no secret around these parts here that I've had some dental work. Or as Greg likes to say, I'm dentally ill.
Dentally ill.
No, I made that up by myself.
Did you?
Yeah. So, once my mouth is back in working order, I'm going to boogie on over to the Seafood Bistro because they now have the Create Your Own Combination Boil Bag, which means you can choose shrimp and crab legs, or you can do clams and royal reds. You can do any kind of combination of that, plus the Cajun corn and the Cajun potato and the Kaneka sausage that goes into the boil bag with any combination of seasonings. It's amazing the options that you have over at the Seafood Bistro, and the menu is ever-evolving. They've already added wings back to the menu in anticipation of football season, which I believe Rich said the timeline is just 16 days away.
Something like that, yeah.
So, now that you know how to spice up, pun intended, your... football season and tailgating parties. So, check them out, 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can see the Seafood Bistro's menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Or you can call them at 279-7500. And follow them on Facebook, Roll Tide.
I do believe that red beans and rice is something you can handle.
I haven't forgotten. Sir,
red beans and rice?
What did you
say? Red beans. You know red beans. He was a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah. And he lives next to Fat Burns.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 8:45. We'll have our Morning Maroon nominees when we come back after this.
All right. From Alabama.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Whoa! That car almost T-boned me in the intersection!
Well, maybe you should try stopping at the stop sign.
The stop sign? What's that?
The stop sign is that big, red, eight-sided sign that says STOP in bright, reflective white letters.
Hey, I think I've seen those out of the corner of my eye as I whip right out into traffic trying to avoid those maniacs who come flying by.
If you tried stopping at the stop sign, you would have seen them coming.
But why should I be the one who has to stop?
Because the stop sign faces you. Give it a try.
Okay. Wow, I didn't get run over. It really works. I'm going to start stopping at the stop sign from now on.
Spread the word, and maybe one day everyone will stop at the stop sign.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the building. Little Bull is on the shelves. I have had some. I've tried it. It is outstanding.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a great new seasoning we've come out with. But you know what? We've also got those great Vertigo hot sauce, the Bearded Pickles, Alabama Sunshine products. We've got a lot of great products that are locally made, made in Alabama, and that's what we're about. If that's not what you're looking for, we've got great gifts. People come in every day and see all the new gifts we have, from the towels, the totes, the jewelry, the cover-ups, beach bags. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan, and we also have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere, made fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. And with all this hot weather we've got now, come down and get your ice cream cone dipped specially for you at Tucker Pecan Company.
And where are you located, sir?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Kenny G is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune in to Three Men and a Lady with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Kenny G at the MPAC on October 25th. Tickets to Kenny G at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, October 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Good morning. You seem happy this morning.
You bet. I'm starting my new job at the brewery.
Good morning.
Good morning, my American family.
It's going to be a gorgeous morning.
Unbelievable. It is way too early for this, guys. I haven't even had my first cup of wine today.
I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap.
Good morning, sunshine.
Morning, friends. Who's ready for some Java?
Come on, come on. Wake up already.
You'll enjoy the show more while you're enjoying steaming hot coffee. Come and get yours now.
We're going to have a good show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for America's favorite daytime fun show.
It's an awesome show.
I can make your hands clap.
It's 8:50. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. We're able to see clearly to honor them, thanks to our friends at Montgomery Eye Physicians.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees at 8:50. And we start. We know that the political divide continues to grow. It becomes very passionate. And I just don't bother if somebody doesn't like something I say on Facebook. I don't care. A 44-year-old guy in Tampa, though, named Brian Sebring, was arguing about politics on Facebook last week and got into it with a 46-year-old guy named Alex Stevens, who lives in the area. they say they're not clear about who's fighting about what, but Brian became so annoyed, he showed up at Alex's house and shot him in the butt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's... I take it he was losing the argument, because when you can't win an argument, you shoot the other person in the keister.
But...
But what?
Nothing. I just say butt.
Just butt.
But don't butt in on the thing. So anyway, he's going to be okay. Brian turned himself in. He's facing charges for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and carrying a concealed firearm. Our next nominee is somebody in Toronto, a heavyset white guy in his 30s, who walked into a Toronto grocery store last week and stole $250 worth of Axe body spray.
Why?
Cleared off two shelves, tossed the cans in a bag, according to the security camera. There was a getaway driver for this big heist, and they took off. They still haven't identified these two axe holes, but I'll let you know when they do.
It'd be easy to identify. One is smelling much better today.
Yeah. And then we had somebody here one time that loved that stuff, and I almost choked on it coming up the stairs one time. There was a cloud outside the door. And then, when somebody dumps you, you know what you're supposed to say? You're lost, pal. You're lost, lady.
Yeah, that's what I told all the people I dumped. Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
So, this time we have a guy who got dumped by a woman. So he decided to cope with this by going to her house and stealing her toilet.
Why? Of course. Would you take the crapper?
So he's been arrested for that. And in the meantime, she has to use a poo-poo at the Taco Bell down the street.
I'll say, as someone who has completely disassembled his own toilet, and willingly, by the way, not...
Did you put it back together?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Well, I had to fix the drain that goes down to the floor.
I remember when you did that.
Yeah. That was no easy task for him to do. First, you have to drain the water, unless he didn't care and just was like... let it all over with. And then you had to do a lot of unscrewing, and then it comes out. Most bowls are sectional. There's the tank, and then there's the bowl.
Now, I've got one that I can handle. I had a job today. The handle broke, so I bought a new handle. I can handle that.
Easy. Yeah, you can.
Well, why would he take the toilet?
I just want to know who's the dumbest of the dumb.
Well, let's see. We got butt shooting, we have crapper theft, and we have Axe body spray.
I think Axe body spray.
I'm going to go with Axe. He's actually just dumb for stealing Axe.
Yeah, you're going to steal something.
You know, get something that's...
Well, who's going to fence 250 cans of Axe spray?
What a maroon.
I know a guy that worked here.
Here is Bumnut.
Well, what this guy was going to do with the axe was he was going to become an axe murderer from ground somebody in it.
Thank you for calling this morning, Sonny.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was it.
That's a golden
hold for like 15 minutes. There he goes. And it throws out that he's done.
It's 12 seconds of glory.
God, I love you, Mumnut. I love you, Mumnut. That's so great.
I was going to tell you. I did start to tell you earlier.
What's that?
We've been talking about the IV vitamin therapy and infusion for some time now. Yep. And when my doctor said, you need to lose some more weight because your MRI in your back is not good. So I'm really trying. So I switched from Myers Cocktail to their weight loss IVA, which has a lot of amino acids in it.
Yep.
It works. Okay. I'm here to tell you it works. And it doesn't...
What is it called again, though? You had a name.
Just ask for the weight loss IV. Has Myers Cocktail is the one that's comprehensive. Mm-hmm. This one focuses on getting your body to metabolize better and faster.
Okay.
And you don't feel... Actually, you do feel a little more energetic. But what I noticed is I don't need to eat as much. And I don't have to try. There's no deprivation. It's great.
Yep.
Quick example. We had a pizza at the house last night to celebrate Shauna's homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, on a large pizza, I could eat three or four slices. I was full at two, and I was glad I could stop there. So I've noticed that with other things that I love stuffed cabbage rolls. I buy those. And
I'm going to try the IV you're recommending.
for those of you who want to lose weight but you don't have time to stop at a gym and, you know, burn calories on a machine or any of that stuff, look into this. Ask about it at Infusion at 296-1662. I am thrilled. I'm going once a week for 4 weeks. I'm thrilled with the way this is working so far. And I feel great overall, which is also nice. Now, they have IVs for all types of needs. Depends on what you're looking to accomplish. Maybe you've partied a little bit too much. They have a perfect IV for that that will replenish what your system lost while you were having too good of a time. They have the cryotherapy chamber for those who want a three-minute recharge, and, of course, laser therapy for those with chronic pain. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com or call Ryan Turner or Lori at 296-1662. Here is the one and only Charles.
Oh! Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today, Greg?
We're all right. How about yourself?
Doing good. Look, I was kind of heartbroken when you mentioned the story about the lady that her toilet was broken or stolen.
Yeah.
Perhaps you guys could come together and generate a Go Flush Me fund for this particular lady. Maybe pass it along to CNN. You know, I mean, they have a lot of stuff to eat flush anyway. But anyway.
That's great.
And listen, an old saying we have in plumbing, it's like playing cards in plumbing. A flush beats a full house. So you guys, take that to heart. Have a great day. And we love you, fellas. And we'll talk to you later. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Flush beats a full house.
They did better prep work than we did this morning.
We'll be here tomorrow to receive all the free help we can get from you on the phone at 272-9228.
Start calling just before the show so we can know.
All I have to do is this. Just reach over and punch a button every minute or 90 seconds to talk to somebody else with moments of brilliance. 8:57. The other thing I wanted to mention was about Montgomery Eye and LASIK. If you go to onlinemep.com, here's all I want you to do. If you're currently wearing glasses or contacts, go to onlinemep.com. Dr. Swan, you've heard me mention his name many, many times. Mm-hmm. He's got a video up on that website now that I urge you to watch. If you've had apprehensions about the LASIK procedure, he will set them at ease. He's also one of the two people, Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin, at Montgomery Eye that performed the LASIK procedure. Nobody has more experience than these two gentlemen in the state of Alabama, and what a miracle to be able to see without visual assistance once again in your life. Kind of take it for granted. Then one day your arms aren't long enough, the room's not bright enough, and the ink ain't dark enough, and you know what? This may be an option at reversing the aging process, but it's not for everybody. The LASIK exam is free. Call 272-2020 if you're ready to start now.
Hey, Guido, where are the pals at the Margarita move to? I know they're nearby here or somewhere on Vaughan Road. Yeah. They moved to Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road by the Chappies. Chappies, that pizzeria? No pizzeria. They got the burgers. Come on now. Margarita's is now in the Pepper Tree right there on Vaughan Road. You can't miss them. They're open 7 days a week near the Chappies. You know, the burger joint.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99.